International Crisis Group, on the line from Cairo. 3 years ago, the government brought us its 10-year strategy for childcare. Choice for parents, the best start for children. Well, now it's even more ambitious. A 10-year vision for children in England, encompassing almost every aspect of their lives. Playing outside in public spaces will be encouraged. There'll be money for poorer families to get free childcare. There'll be a series of reviews of the primary curriculum, of mental health services and of sex education. More parental involvement in schools will be encouraged, and there'll be more help for children with special educational needs. The document runs to 168 pages. You can read it, or you can read a summary of it, on the PM blog, which you'll find at bbc.co.uk/blogs/PM. Feel free to let us know what you think. Speaking in the House of Commons, the Children's Secretary, Ed Bowles, said the plan would provide more local support and advice for parents.
Our consultation reports that while parents are clear that it is their job to bring up their families, they want more information and support to help them keep their children safe and healthy. Our children's plan includes provision of £167 million over the next 3 years to fund 2 new expert parenting advisers in every local authority area, to expand family learning, to support young carers and deliver new support for families with disabled children.
He promised a big upgrade for playgrounds, with most of the money going to deprived areas.
We will build 30 safe and supervised adventure play parks in disadvantaged areas, and with a total investment of £225 million, over the next 3 years, we will also be able to build or upgrade more than 3,500 play areas across the country. That will be an average of 23 per local authority area. It will be an average of 7 per constituency. It will be the largest government investment in children's play in our history.
The Conservatives said the review couldn't disguise the failures of Labour's education policies. The Shadow Secretary for Children and Schools, Michael Gove, wanted to know why Britain's children are doing badly in maths, science and reading.
How does the Secretary of State explain why we were in the top 10 for all these subjects when the children sitting the test had the majority of their education under a Conservative government? But we plummeted down the rankings, relegated to the second division, when those sitting the test had all their education under a Labour government. Isn't the story of every external audit of our education system a story of Labour failure? And isn't it now time to acknowledge the limitations of the top-down micromanagement and political interference of the old Labour approach and instead embrace real reform?
Well, we'll get 3 views of the 10-year plan in just a moment, but it's 5:15. Here are the headlines from Peter.
There's been widespread condemnation of 2 bomb attacks in Algeria which have killed more than 60 people. At least 2 worked for the United Nations. The government has unveiled its 10-year strategy for children. The Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, has defended the plan to extend the time terrorist suspects can be held without charge.
Well, now let's get some views on this 10-year plan for children in England the government's put forward. Rob Williams is chief executive of 11 Million, which is the new name for the government-backed Children's Commission. Dr. Oliver James is a clinical psychologist who's written extensively about childhood. And Donald Hirsch is the poverty advisor to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. Rob Williams, first of all, what do you think?
Well, there's a lot to take in, isn't there? And at one level, this is a collection of ideas which are all pinned together under one document. But actually, on another level, it looks like a very, very ambitious programme for change in the way that we relate to children. And there are 2 things in there. One is the very clear statement that we want this country to be the best country for children to grow up in. Now, that's not easy if you remember what the UNICEF report was saying last February. Secondly, the target is in there to eradicate child poverty by 2020 and to halve it by 2010, the interim target. Now, that is a big deal, and if we succeed in doing that, the plan looks very visionary. There are problems with that poverty target, and I think we might hear a bit more about that later, but the fact that those 2 big ideas are in there makes it feel to me like this really is an important day for children in England.
Well, just on poverty, Donald Hirsch, you're the poverty advisor to the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's going to be very difficult for them to meet their immediate poverty targets for reasons completely different from what was in this plan. But, I mean, their ambitions for the long term, as I mean, said, are incredibly wide. And the reason that it's important is because the ambition is really for cultural change in the way that that parents and children interact with, not just with schools, but with learning outside school. And the research that we've done shows that what happens outside school is incredibly important, and that if they can give children from all backgrounds the opportunities to take part in cultural and other learning activities outside school, that actually reinforces and makes them much more positive about what happens when they're in school. It makes them more confident and more able to sort of work cooperatively with teachers.
But aren't parents already as involved in their child's education as they can be? What can the government do to change that?
Well, they can do two things. I mean, there are many parents are quite involved, and some of them find it quite difficult to get involved. I think two kinds of things. One is the whole idea of trying to make parents help parents to learn how to work with their children. It's a kind of teaching thing and enable them to come into school or working with children with parents from when their children are very young on parenting courses and so on. But the other thing is that the school system can still become a lot more open, and the idea of everyone being able to email and being encouraged to sort of email their teacher I think is a very exciting one. It used to be, well, we have these homeschool contracts and you sign a piece of paper. There isn't a reality out there of most people really interacting with the schools. And unfortunately, the ones who do interact tend to be the pushiest and the most educated parents. And so the real challenge is to make sure that people who haven't interacted very much with the schools are able to, and they're encouraged to, really.
Oliver James, what do you think?
I think Ed Balls has a very little understanding of the needs of toddlers and small children, and as regards education, his plans, as with all new Labour stuff, has always ultimately been about serving the profits of corporations and by creating compliant little producer consumers. I mean, if you take the toddler's point, if he thinks it's such a great idea to put two-year-olds into group daycare, he should go and spend a week at a daycare centre, as I once did. It's absolutely horrifying. And it's funny how neither he nor Yvette Cooper nor any other of the new Labour elite, including their cheerleaders in The Guardian, as far as I know, seem to use group daycare for their own children. Only nannies or grannies will do for their little darlings. So how dare Balls dress it all up as bowing to the will of parents and improving work-life balance? Actually, what all the surveys show is that parents are desperate to spend more time with their small children. They're not all workaholics like Blair and Brown and Ball.
What about the idea, and there is a lot to take in, and people can read it in as much detail as they want on our blog, what about the idea of there being no more ball games signs and encouraging children to get out and play?
Children have talked to us a lot. Sorry, children have talked to the commissioner a lot about when they're out and about in their estate, seeing no ball game signs makes them feel not only that there's not much to do, but also that their environment has been designed around the needs of adults rather than the natural impulse to play in their local area. And there's a big idea in this report about play and the need to invest in play and the need to open up spaces which can actually accommodate the needs of children as well as the needs of adults.
Oliver James, I heard you...
These people have had 10 years, you know. They've been flogging off playing fields just as fast as Thatcher. Blatcher flogged them off, and now Bratcher's doing the same. It's just ridiculous to have them talking about it, just as they're making mood music about the commercialisation of childhood and how they regret it and that they need to look into it. Oh, come off it. We've known for a long time that the sexualisation of little girls, the commodification of children, so they all are very aware of brands. This has been going on for 10 years, and that's where their hearts are. They're neoliberal Thatcherites, and that's what they are.
Rob Williams, isn't there a problem for a government 10 years in to be setting up a series of reviews on things like the primary curriculum and mental health services? Don't they know what they want yet?
I think it would be surprising if in 2007 the ideas which they came into government with in 1997 were still fine and couldn't be improved on. So the idea of a review is excellent. A good thing about the plan, I think, is that there are ideas that came into the process from children themselves which have emerged as elements of the plan. And the issue around commercialisation of children is a really big one. We hear from young people all the time that they feel pressured to buy things. They're very confused about what food is good to eat because they get so many competing messages. We failed in this country to really address that. We failed to have, for example, a 9 p.m. watershed on advertising of junk food. I'm really, really hopeful that the next time this comes up, which will be soon, according to the plan, the needs and interests of children will be at least weighed up equally to the needs and interests of adults who seem to want to make money out of pushing junk food towards children.
Thanks all. Rob Williams, Chief Executive of 11 Million, formerly the Children's Commission, Dr. Oliver James, clinical psychologist, and Donald Hirsch from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. As I say, you can read more at bbc.co.uk/blogs/PM. It's 5:22.